The following is a recording for Andrew LaPlante of Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees, scheduled for Thursday, September 28, 2017, at 8:30 a.m. Central Time.
Hi, this is Andrew. Is anybody on the call yet?
Yeah, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin, thank you.
No problem.
I have your parking pass finally, by the way. I heard I just missed you again.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. I was actually running the class, so I figured I'd swing by.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, this if you want, next time stop by, just shoot me an email or text me. I'll make sure I'm here.
Yeah, no worries. I'll be in later this afternoon. I teach at 4, so I'll probably be in the afternoon.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah, I will be here. Hi, everyone. This is Andrew. Who else do we have on the line? I know we got Dr. Wagner.
Hi, Andrew. It's Mary Beth McDonald.
Hi, Mary Beth.
Hi.
Is there anybody else on the line yet? All right. We'll hope to start in a couple minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello, this is Andrew.
Trustee Mulberry calling in.
Thank you.
Hi, Dr. Malcolm Dorman calling in.
Thank you.
Do you know where you
can
get
that? Are you the trustees online?
Trustee Sean Davis.
Thank you, Trustee Davis.
I was just going to present this.
And it's just the, you know, the one house.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Dan Kane is here.
Thank you, Trustee Kane.
Hi guys, Abdul is here. I'll be off mute for a minute.
Okay, right now I have Chair Barber, Trustee Kane, Trustee Davis, Trustee Dorman, Trustee McDonald, Trustee Mulberry, and Trustee Wagner. Any other trustees on the line?
Yes, Michael Dennis is on the line.
Trustee Dennis? Thank you all for calling in on time.
Thank you for taking the call, Andrew.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'd like to call meeting to order. And Andrew, would you call the roll, please?
Trustee Barber?
Here.
Trustee Kane?
Here.
Trustee Davis?
Here.
Trustee Dennis?
Here.
Trustee Dorman?
Here.
Trustee Feingold? Trustee Lawless? Trustee McDonald?
Here.
Trustee Mulberry?
I am here.
Trustee Rubin? Trustee Stille?
Here.
Trustee Wagner? Trustee Stille, I got you, Trustee Stille. Thank you. Trustee Wagner?
Here.
Trustee Workman?
Chair, we have a forum. Okay, thank you very much. Andrew, do we have any requests for public comment?
No public comment.
Okay, thank you. So the impetus for this meeting was the approval of the 2017 textbook and instructional material affordability report that has to be presented to the Board of Governors before September 30th, and so I'm going to turn it over to the Provost for the report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, trustees, and thank you for agreeing to this teleconference this morning. We're seeking your approval of the textbook and instructional materials annual report. I was to have presented this at the retreat, but as you know, Irma breezed through and we didn't have a retreat. So pursuant to section 1004.085 Florida Statutes, the Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees is required to report to the Board of Governors by September 30th of each year the following as applicable. The selection process for general education courses with a wide cost variance and high enrollment courses. Specific initiatives of the institution designed to reduce the cost of textbooks and instructional materials. Policies implemented regarding the posting of textbooks and instructional materials for at least 95% of all courses and course sections 45 days before the first day of class. The number of courses and course sections that were not able to meet the posting deadline for the previous academic year, and any additional information determined by the Chancellor. The report that you have provides the information on each of the foregoing items in the template that was provided to us by the Board of Governors, and as I say, was provided to each of you in your board package for this meeting. And I'm happy to report that FAU is in complete compliance with the requirements of the textbook statute. The report summarizes the process at FAU for selection of general education textbooks with wide cost variants, and I'm happy to report that there were no general education courses identified with a wide cost variance among the course sections for textbooks and instructional materials for fall 2017 and for spring 2016, fall 2016 and spring 2017. The report summarizes the specific initiatives that FAU had in place to reduce the cost of textbooks and instructional materials for the general education courses, and I'm happy to report that to date FAU students have saved $810,214, which is an increase in savings of $16,483 over the prior year. The average cost savings to students has been 13.2% of the cost of buying new textbooks. The report summarizes the policies implemented to ensure textbook adoption in at least 95% of courses at 45 days before the beginning of classes. And I'm happy to report that for fall 2016, 98% of courses met this criterion, and for spring 2017, 95% of courses met this criterion. For the current fall, 98% meet this criterion. The report provides the number of courses that were not able to meet the posting deadline last year, which was 61 courses, or 2%, in the fall of 2016, and 115 courses, or about 5%, in spring 2017. These courses were those added to the schedule to anticipate student demand, but had not yet been assigned instructors, and hence a textbook. And I'm happy to report that no courses requested or received an exception to the adoption deadline for the fall 2016 or spring 2017. Trustees, that concludes my report. I'd be happy to answer any questions that you may have. Any questions?
I don't have a question. I just have a very minor suggestion. I read the entire document. On page 8, top line, the word there should be replaced with the word that.
Thank you, Trustee Dennis. My poor editing.
Thank you. Okay, can I have, hearing no other comments, can I have a motion to approve the 2017 textbook and instructional materials affordability report?
Trustee Mosley, so moved.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you, Trustee.
I think you all got an email from Andrew yesterday. I would like to, in lieu of our trying to reschedule our retreat this fall, we may talk about doing it in the spring. I would like to propose that we do a one-day meeting at Harbor Branch to do a couple of the things that we would have normally done at a retreat. And we proposed two dates. I think it was the 25th and 27th of October. It seems like from the response that Andrew got, the 25th seems to work
Does that work for everybody, the 25th?
October
25th. Is that your earlier date?
October, yes, that's the earlier date.
Your earlier date works for me.
I'll be in Europe. I'll be returning from Europe. You don't need me.
Okay.
Anthony, this is Bob. I mean, either one of them work for me.
Anthony, actually, for me, earlier is better. I got to go to Asia on the later date.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I had planned to be away, but I will fly back for the meeting on the 25th.
Okay.
It's fine with me, too. October 25th works well.
Okay, so can I have a motion to add or to amend our schedule to have a one-day meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Okay.
Make a motion on the 25th that we have the meeting.
Yes, Dr. Drummond, that would be the 25th. Are you good with that date?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. The next item on the agenda is a proposal to extend the 2017-2018 HBOI Foundation a limited approval for their operating budget. And I'm going to turn it over to David Keon for some background and then for what we're asking for.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Trustees, as you'll recall, in June, administration presented to you the operating budget that had been approved by the HBOI Foundation Board of Directors for the 2017-18 fiscal year. It contained a significant change over the prior year for addition of outside attorney's fees because of the lawsuit that HBOIF had filed. We recommended, and this board unanimously approved, that rather than approving their proposed 2017-18 budget, you instead approve an extension of their 2016-17 budget, the budget that expired on June 30th of this year. You approved a continuation of that budget for 90 days through September 30th. The reason we asked you to approve that continuation was because we were in litigation and it was our plan to request an early mediation of the litigation, and this would allow us time to do that. We were successful in obtaining a court order requiring the parties to mediate the lawsuit prior to September 30th, and we were in the process of implementing that order when Hurricane Irma disrupted all of the operations in the courthouse. We also had the judge in our case recuse himself, and they had to assign a new judge to finalize the entry of the mediation. That new judge was not assigned until yesterday. We finally got a new judge assigned yesterday. So we have not had the ability to complete the mediation before September 30th. Therefore, we are asking today that this board extend its approval of the continuation budget that you approved in June. We're asking that you extend it for an additional 60 days. We don't think it will take as long to get the mediation set up this time because we already have the order from the court directing the parties to mediation, simply a matter of finalizing the logistics of selecting the mediator, selecting the date, et cetera, and we believe that can be accomplished within 60 days, and we therefore respectfully ask this board to extend its approval of the continuation budget of the 2016-17 fiscal year for HBOIF for another 60 days into the current fiscal year.
I have a question. I have two questions. Why did the judge recuse himself, and how much notice did he give to recuse himself? So this wasn't, because they certainly had enough time from June until, September 30th. And the second question is, I think that maybe that we would have some type of deadline that we're not going to extend it any further past November.
The judge recused himself on his own recognizance, trustee. He was preparing for our hearing on the motion to compel the mediation. He realized, he apologized that it hadn't occurred to him previously, but he realized he had had some prior dealings with one of the university officials. And although he did not feel that it created an impermissible conflict, he nevertheless wanted to disclose that and provide an opportunity for the parties to request his recusal, and if the parties did so, he would be willing to do so. Basically an appearance only, but it was enough to prompt him to give that offer. And, so, unfortunately, after he made that offer, HBOIF did request that he recuse, and he was required to do so at that point because he had solicited their offer to do so. Really, the delay was not as much with respect to that judge. It was the assignment of the new judge. It unfortunately got held up in the St. Lucie County Courthouse, and they were closed for several days as a result of the hurricane. Their operations were disrupted. So really the delay was more a result of that, because we were not able to have the final appointment of a mediator because there was no judge assigned to the case. The recusal was effective immediately upon the prior judge signing his order, but a new judge, there was no new judge assigned, so no action could take place in the case like the appointment of the final mediator. As far as the finalization, we don't anticipate that there would be any reason why we shouldn't be able to complete the mediation within the next 60 days. We certainly would have completed it within the 90 days previously had it not been for the recusal and the hurricane. However, precisely because we were not able to foresee the recusal and the hurricane, I would respectfully recommend that the board not set any kind of a hard, immovable requirement of 60 of anything happening within the 60 days and no possibility of extension, simply because we don't know what eventualities could occur between now and November 30th. Obviously, we will update you, and if anything does happen, we will let you know. We don't anticipate the need to ask for a further extension, but if that need arises because of an unforeseen circumstance, I would respectfully recommend that this board not foreclose that opportunity. We're moving absolutely as expeditiously as we can with this case, and it will, now that we have the new judge assigned as of yesterday, we're confident that the case will continue moving forward briskly.
David, this is Michael Dennis calling. Since this is a legal issue, would it be permissible for you to give us a very brief understanding of the mediation favorability for FAU?
Yes, trustee. However, this is an open meeting right now, we are not in a closed session as we were when we did the outset of the James Tracy litigation. That is a separate procedure, I will be happy to invoke that procedure for you if you'd like on October 25th when we have our retreat. I would be happy to talk with any of you individually offline, but I'd be reluctant to do so right now because this is an open meeting and we don't know who may be on the call.
Any other questions? Okay, hearing none, can I have a motion to extend the HBOI Foundation 2017-18 HBO Foundation operating budget for 60 days.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Before we adjourn, I just would like to ask that you, I think we have received notice that November 8th and 9th will be the trustee summit It will be held at UCF. Andrew will be checking with you to see who will be able to make it. I hope that you will try to prioritize it because the Board of Governors keeps track of these things. So it's helpful when we have a good showing. So with that, I will ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I know we don't want to adjourn, but
I think everyone's on mute.
Okay, thank you very much.
We each other.
And I hope to see you Saturday at the football game. Go out.